Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
JillO'Neill60@gmail.com.
Thank you. And can I please get your zip code?
79852.
Thank you. And your first and last name, one more time for security, please, ma'am.
Jill O'Neill.
Thank you. I did locate your account. Could you verify your address, please?
P.O. Box 323, Terlingua, Texas, 79852.
Thank you, ma'am. And, yes, ma'am, I did locate an account. It looks like this is for an app that you would download called the Bite Tub. It helps you on a weight loss journey with easy-to-follow workouts.
I didn't want this. I don't know how this went through, but I do not want this.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And it would give you easy-to-follow workouts and healthy recipes.
Ma'am, I don't want it. This was fraudulently added to my account.
Yes, ma'am. I do see someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer. And when they did,
this app came along with it. Didn't say anything about a health thing.
It just said
a mixer. I don't want it.
We could reduce the cost to $20 a month
if you wanted to keep it. No, ma'am, I don't want it. Period. Zero.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I have your account canceled. There'll be no more charges whatsoever, ma'am.
Okay.
Would you like a confirmation number of your cancellation?
Yeah, let me get a pencil here. As usual, there's no pin here. Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It is C as in Charlie, 9205834 29.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
No, that's it.
Well, thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. Bye-bye.